Elliott Lake Street Joseph's General Hospital has announced it will suspend and stop paying employees who fail to get their required COVID-19 vaccinations up to date by January 17, 2022. In a news release issued Monday afternoon, hospital CEO Jeremy Stevenson says the mandate applies to staff, physicians, board members, volunteers, students, contractors, and care partners. The full text of that release follows. A new mandatory COVID-19 vaccination policy has been approved for implementation at St. Joseph's General Hospital Elliott Lake, SJGHEL, advises CEO Jeremy Stevenson. It encompasses all three sites, the hospital, St. Joseph's Manor, and the Oaks Center. The new policy, which takes effect on Monday, January 17, 2022, sets out the following compliance dates for all SJGHEL staff, physicians, board members, volunteers, students, contractors, and care partners, hereafter referred to as health service providers at St. Joseph's Manor, and all long-term care homes in Ontario, must provide proof of having received two doses of vaccine by December 13, 2021. St. Joseph's Manor currently has a 100% COVID-19 vaccination rate for active employees. Health service providers at the hospital and the Oaks must provide proof of having received two doses of vaccine by January 17, 2022. Prior to January 17, 2022, health service providers will continue to be tested twice per week for COVID-19, consistent with Ontario Ministry of Health Directive No. 6. Any employee who is not vaccinated by January 17, 2022, will be placed on unpaid leave. If those employees still fail to get vaccinated by March 1, 2022, they will no longer be employed at SJGHEL. Volunteers and contractors will be required to comply with these same dates. Mr. Stevenson advises this important measure is being taken at SJGHEL, along with many other hospitals and healthcare organizations in Ontario, to provide the safest environment for patients, residents, and staff, particularly in light of the recent surge in COVID-19 cases. He advises all members of the public to be diligent with Algoma Public Health recommendations for all safety precautions to prevent the spread of this disease. Mr. Stevenson would like to encourage that extra diligence be exercised by all during the coming holiday season and extends best wishes to all on behalf of SJGHEL.